Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the College Prediction Show, week four here on Drinking Bros Sports, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros, though, to double that first deposit up to $1,000. I did pretty good in college last week. Glaring omission was Georgia for me, obviously. That was a rough one. Speaking of Georgia, we were talking about NIL before the show started here. Schools in Georgia just passed a law there that said the universities can pay the kids directly. So I think that'll end up switching for pretty much most schools for NIL. The question becomes, though, will small schools be able to afford it?
Yeah, why not?
Well, let's ask him. You were at the UCF game. How many? You guys have a huge student body, right?
Yeah.
What's the, what is it, 65,000?
It's the biggest school in the country, yeah. So it's like 70,000.
Okay. And what's, how many people were in that stadium? We went there last year.
It's smaller, so like 45.
Yeah, it's 50. About 45, but it's, if you count everybody that stays on whatever the fuck you call that, not a quad, obviously, because it's not.
I think it is a quad, right?
Well, it's not really dorms and what do you, lecture halls there, right? It's like stores and shit, but whatever, it doesn't matter.
Memory Mall?
Yeah, yes, Memory Mall, that's it. Like yeah. That section of the campus right there, if you counted everybody that hangs out there and watches the game on one of the TVs or something, it's probably in the 70 to 80 range, just like every other school, to be honest.
Yeah, so I guess, does that mean they could afford the kids too, since they would be paying them? Like, because if so, you're...
There aren't going to be a whole lot of universities that don't have like something. And when I say universities, I mean the ones that would be in consideration anyways, like the top, let's call it fucking like 50 schools maybe, right?
Well, the reason I take a UCF, they are in the Big 12, yeah. So that conference counts, right? Yeah. The winner goes to the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, technically there's five auto bids. There's not one assigned to any league, but presumably the four major conferences would always get an auto bid just because it's the five highest ranked conference champions.
Okay. And then Tennessee earlier says they're going to jack up ticket prices by 10%. That 10% fee will then go to the athletes as well over there. I think you're going to start to see more of this happening. And I would imagine there's going to be a union at some point, right?
Yeah, there'll have to be, you think.
Because you're playing 17, you're playing the same amount of games as an NFL schedule now at this point. Like, it's been brutal. I mean, I know there's a lot of injuries in college football this year. There's a lot in the NFL already. And just to save your body, man, yeah, you deserve it. Schools are making a lot of money off of this. So pretty cool to see today. You know the rules, kids. We'll go over last week's hits and misses. And then this week's predictions here. Had a pretty decent week. This was the all dogs go to heaven week last week, and a lot of them covered for us. And then I didn't take my own advice with Georgia, and that was my biggest bet of the weekend, and it kind of boned me. However, my parlay hit in college, so we'll go over the week three hits and misses here. First off was Kansas State versus Arizona. Kansas State ended up rolling them. This is a Friday night game. I love the Friday night games. I'm in now. Since there is no television, you know, when you and I were growing up, it was like TGIF and all that other shit. Yeah. At least there's something on primetime. These games are on Fox, so it's not like it's on a shitty streaming service or anything like that. It's on Fox. You got the good announcers. These games are fun, man. Yeah. This game was a blowout, though. Kansas State handled them pretty easily. First time watching Avery Johnson for an entire game there. And you can tell he's going to be an electric player for the future. Right now, though, there's some misses coming out of him. In particular, at the end of halftime, there was about 9 seconds left on the clock, no timeouts, and he ran around the entire 9 seconds and then ran out of bounds with zero time left. They could have kicked a field goal from like 30 yards.
I mean, that's one of it. One of the things he doesn't know yet how to exist in the pocket. like, and here's how you know. One, the running yard. He's going to get a lot of running yards all 3 years that he plays, probably, I would imagine. But the three sacks for a guy with his run capability against the front seven like Arizona has, which is not a world beater or anything.
Sure.
Taking sacks means that he's not reading progressions quickly enough.
Right.
Right. Because a normal 4 or 5 man rush, the offensive line picks it up. You've got about 3 seconds, maybe 5 if you're lucky, but probably 3 seconds to read your progressions. They're either open or they're not. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you got to move out of the pocket or you got to start running down the field. It's one of the things, right? But he's young, right?
He is, yeah.
That's the kind of shit that he's probably going to learn over time. I mean, he's going to be a really good, I don't know about the NFL, but he'll be a really good college quarterback. He might win a Heisman Trophy one day.
I agree. And watching him play, he's really, really fun to watch. if he can learn to throw the ball a little better, this kid will be money. Pardon me. A little under the weather today. Next up was Georgia, Kentucky. All right. Lost my ass.
I told you not
one,
to
man.
Fuck with this game.
God damn it. It was 22 points. Kentucky looked terrible this year.
Kentucky at Kentucky, they're going to run the ball and play hard-nosed defense. Don't give anybody 20 points in that stadium. Maybe every now and again somebody will get it, but fuck that. It's a bad bet.
I watched them the week before, and they lost to South Carolina, for Christ's sakes, 31-6. So, yeah. I was all in on this. Like,
You can get jump up and bit in the SEC, man. Also, Georgia has one. We said this on recap yesterday. Georgia has one of these games every year.
I don't think this is Georgia's year. I just don't see the talent at wide receiver. And who's he throwing to? Who's Carson Beck throwing to? I don't even know one receiver's name on this team. And I watched most of this entire game. And I still don't know one of their wide receiver's names, which is odd for the second highest paid school in the nation. Georgia's number 2 in NIL behind Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. So it's strange. Next up was Texas. Sexy Arch Manning. My buddy Casey was watching yesterday, and he texted me, and he said, this is Ewers' team. When Ewers comes back, he will be the quarterback. In my neighborhood, he's the authority on all things Texas, so I'll trust you on that one. I said, why do you hate sex so much? I don't get it. Arch Manning is a blast to watch. Mm-hmm. I just want to watch him all goddamn day long. But I like it. And by the way, because we don't have a professional team down in Austin, I don't mind if Texas is good. I like going to the games. I like going to any games. I like taking my kids to games and stuff like that. So, yeah. But I want to see Arch Manning there, me personally. Next up was Alabama-Wisconsin. Absolute demolition there. Van Dyke's out for the rest of the year. Torn ACL for Wisconsin. It's going to be a long year up there. I don't know who his backup is, who's going to come in and replace him there. But yeah, Alabama continues to roll as well as Ole Miss. Ole Miss was up next against Wake Forest. Interesting note on this one, after the game was over, Lane Kiffin was pretty pissed. And that's why he ran up the score, I guess, in the
fourth
quarter.
Yeah, well, the reason is because Wake Forest signed a home-and-home with Ole Miss this year and Wake Forest next year at Ole Miss, which is you're required to have major out-of-conference games.
Yep.
I think 2 a year. And that was Ole Miss's for next year. So Wake Forest bought their way out of it for some reason. Still undetermined why. They haven't rescheduled yet or anything, and the front office isn't saying anything about it. But Ole Miss is fucking angry, and deservedly so.
Yeah, I get it. So run up the score. No need to score another 10 points in the fourth quarter. Lane said, fuck it. I like him. I want to ask all of you about this. I heard a rumor last night late from a Florida friend of mine that said Florida and their boosters are prepared to fire Billy. Oh, really? Really Napier out of there. And then back up the truck for Lane Kiffin, offering him somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 to $16 million a season.
Good
there.
Lord.
Has anybody else heard that?
Yeah, we've been hearing it. Jake has been talking about how Lane's name is getting tossed around by everybody in the Florida sphere.
I mean, Napier's gone.
Yeah, Napier's gone. Cooked. And if there is one big name coach that you could probably buy, it makes sense that it's Lane Kiffin.
It does, but like, why would Lane go? Lane is in the perfect spot right now. They want to fire Billy Napier after going starting his career 12-16 at Florida, right? Fair enough. It's Florida. They have high expectations.
I mean, Dan Mullen right before that won 11 games, then 10 games.
He was 35-14, and they fucking canned him for not being good enough.
He didn't like to recruit, though, so I get
I don't think he was going to do a good job. I think, and the returns were diminishing. But, like, you got to think about it this way, too. Like, I don't understand why coaches want to go into a situation like that. I literally just read an article before the show went on from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch about, like, could Florida go after Drink if they don't get Lane? Lane is obviously their number one target. Yep. But Eli Drinkwitz started his career 13-16 at Missouri, right?
Yep.
And Napier's 12-16 right now, and they want to fucking shit can him.
Yeah, and I'll go back to something you said yesterday. I think Florida is another one of those programs that has unrealistic expectations. Remember that Tennessee game that you and I went to? And we were in the front row behind the bench, and we were with all their fucking boosters. Mm-hmm. And Tennessee was housing them by like fucking 30 at one point. And that old man behind me was bitching about something. I don't know. I knocked a fucking can of booze over or something like mm-hmm. that. And I was like, relax. Get- I go, Florida hasn't been relevant in fucking 20 years.
Since Saban.
Yes.
I mean, get ready for this because this is the new SEC. This is the new Big Ten. There are going to be so many more coaches that get fired because, like, of the new playoff format and everything, that every SEC team or every Big Ten team is going to think they deserve to be in the playoff.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's going to be a lot like if you are even a mid-level or upper mid-level college basketball program and your coach doesn't make the tournament like 3-4 years in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, dude, what are you even doing here then at this point?
Well,
like,
you're going to see the Floridas of the world, the Arkansas of the world. They're just going to keep flipping through coaches.
And Arkansas is going to fire their coach this year, too, in Sam Pittman. So there's going to be a lot of, like, big money vacancy.
They got some money coming in there with Calipari, so they're going to fill up that arena night after night again down there. So they got it. I understand it. And yeah, that's just going to be the new normal.
Now, it should be noted that the last time there was an opening at Florida, I believe not the Mullen opening, the Napier opening, they wanted Chip Kelly so bad.
Yeah.
Like they were like, yes, let's get Chip. I mean, I just think.
And I think Chip went to the NFL, right?
No, he went to UCLA.
Yeah, Chip was at UCLA. Okay.
Gotcha.
And he did a pretty good job at UCLA.
He was fine at UCLA. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he quit and became the Ohio State's offensive coordinator.
He just wants to play with his toys.
He doesn't like to recruit.
And apparently he just likes to sit in the booth, which is rad. So, fuck. I'm all for it. But, this will be the new normal. Next up, BC against Missouri. Got this one right. Big boy spread on this one, 17.5. watched the BC game against Florida State. Bill O'Brien works with what he has right now. He's puts him in the trenches, runs the ball. That's all he got. Didn't have a lot of time to recruit. If you'll recall, he was hired at Ohio State in January. This coaching job became available. This was his dream, and so he went there. He's always been a great college coach. This wasn't a too big of a surprise to me. Next up, Kent State versus Tennessee. Chatted with Penn State this morning. Kent State's going to Penn State next. So 71-0 in this one.
Yeah.
Time to set the clock on that like a child's game. Next up is Oregon versus Oregon State. Mentioned this on a Monday morning recap yesterday. This is the first time that I thought Oregon looked good, and they looked like they were starting to get the groove of what this team is. A lot of speed on offense, defense, and in particular, their run game there isn't fucking great. Or run game defense, at least, isn't very great. And I think that will ultimately be their downfall. Miami, next up, continues to roll. Cam Ward, Heisman favorite right now, 346 and 5 touchdowns. This is one of the more interesting NIL deals, and I know I've talked about it in the past with Florida State not getting them, but for Cam Ward, with him personally, what I heard behind the scenes was he didn't really give a shit if he won a national championship. He just wanted as much money as he possibly could. Mm. And then to rise his own draft stock. And he's certainly doing it in Miami. Now, do I think Miami's going to win a national championship? No. I think they'll get in the playoffs with this kid. And he can make some noise. But he's getting, at least him personally, is getting everything out of this deal that you could possibly want. So, shit, it's weird. But here we are.
I mean, they're going to probably go undefeated.
I don't see anybody in their way that would stop them on the schedule.
Louisville at Louisville is a game.
Look out for this week.
At Georgia Tech is a game as well.
Look out for South Florida.
And I don't love Miami having to travel all the way to Berkeley.
Cal's okay this year?
They're gross. Cal is so bad.
They just won at Auburn.
3-0.
Auburn is terrible.
Auburn's not terrible. And also, again,
Arkansas has outperformed Auburn this year so far.
And again, like, they have to travel all the fucking way to Cal. Like, that's a brutal road game.
Yeah, but you're going east to west. They're fine. I think Miami goes undefeated. I agree with you. This kid is good enough to do it. Mm-hmm. He'll run into a buzzsaw once he goes up against a really good defense. None of these people on the schedule have a great defense here.
I mean, when he goes up against fucking Cal McCord and the Syracuse Orange to finish the season up at the Carrier Dome, let's get it.
Yeah, dude. That's the game I'll tune into. That's the game I'll tune into for sure. Utah beat Utah State. No Cam Rising. The memes have been hilarious this week of the aging Cam Rising trying to play when he's 45 years old on his 90th year of eligibility.
It'll be him and Penix.
God damn it.
Starting man. For the last two college teams on earth.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But they won, and congratulations. They continue to roll. I don't know how long he's going to be out for. So we'll see what they're able to do there. Who's on the rest of their schedule? Arizona, Arizona State, TCU, Houston, BYU, Colorado, Iowa State, and then UCF they close it out with. Oh, it's a night game for you, Delco.
Oh, yeah. We might, if, you know, all
is that things... That's Thanksgiving weekend down there. It is. 7 p.m. on Fox.
If all things go to plan, we'll play Utah back-to-back weeks.
Oh, in the championship?
Yeah.
You still believe in that after this weekend?
I do.
Okay.
Dreams alive.
Yeah, well.
Just win.
We all have dreams.
Just win.
We all have dreams. Next up is Oklahoma State at Tulsa.
I took the under in this game.
Did you really?
It was 62.5, and I've hit on like six unders in the first 3 weeks of the season.
I stay away from Oklahoma State. They fucked me so bad against UCF.
They never cover, so God I always
damn
take,
it, man.
They suck.
Yeah, they're terrible. I mean, Tulsa is obviously not a real school, but this was an easy one. I think.
Yeah, it's just one of those teams, man, and they'll get fucking rocked by somebody here in the next couple weeks. I'm sure. Tulane at Oklahoma. Surprised this was within 15 points.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma's been rolling people all year. So
I took Tulane with the points. I lost this one at plus 14.
Oklahoma has not been rolling
people
all year.
Yeah, week before they squeaked one out against Houston.
Yeah, Houston is awful, and they barely beat Houston at home.
You know what? That was the game we were at Michigan, Texas, so I didn't see this game.
Yeah, actually. Oklahoma, obviously, beat the shit out of Temple, whatever. Yeah. Oklahoma has looked... Actually, this is a good win, 15 points or whatever.
Against Tulane, because Tulane's solid.
Tulane is a solid school.
But Houston is really ass.
Well, they play Tennessee this weekend, so we'll find out who and what they're really made of.
Probably here. Take the over in that game.
With Tennessee, right now,
Tennessee and Oklahoma, I would take the over.
Putting up 10,000 points a game.
Yeah, and Oklahoma's scoring, too. They just, like, their quarterback threw for five, this week, but he's thrown for, what, five touchdowns this year already, something like that?
Yeah. You're talking about Jackson Arnold for Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he's all right. I don't think Tennessee's got a great defense or anything. So the over, well, we'll see what the over is here in a minute.
Tennessee is fun. We'll see. That'll be a great game this weekend. Next up, LSU at South Carolina. South Carolina gave up this game. Our agents actually went to South Carolina when I was chatting with him this morning. He was still pretty pissed off.
There's another one I told you not to bet.
Yep.
Because this kind of shit, like LSU's bad.
Well, I took South Carolina. They did cover the points, which is fine, but they should have won the fucking game. So had this one, did not bet the Oklahoma game. And Michigan versus Arkansas State, 28-18. That caused them to change their quarterback there. What did he fucking throw for in this game? Davis Warren, 11 for 14, 122 yards.
Oh, my God.
Great. Well, hang on.
It's my guy right there.
Three interceptions there. So, technically, he was 14 for 14 in this game. And that's nice.
Not a single ball hit the ground.
Nope. And that's what you love to see out of a player, especially if it's going to the other team over there. So, he is out. Alex Orji is in this week. And I believe they play USC coming up here. Next up was Notre Dame against Purdue. Didn't touch this game. It wasn't a lot of these games we really touched in real life here. This was 66-7. No touchdown passes thrown by Leonard still. Very, very odd team up there in South Bend. And Purdue has fallen on really, really hard times. Who's their coach?
It's a former Mizzou defensive coordinator who is really bad. I don't remember why he got this job. Let me remember his name because I just forget. Ryan Walters. Yeah, Ryan Walters sucks, and I don't know how he got this job.
Okay. Last but not least was Nebraska against Northern Iowa. Obviously, they rolled. No need to bet that game, but they got a big Friday night game at home against Illinois on Fox this Friday night. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Also, if you're a day one homie there and you're reloading the accounts, they're giving you bonuses for that as well. Daddy's going to have to reload after my disaster in the NFL this weekend. We'll get to that tomorrow. Only one win in the NFL this week. And it was against the loser fucking Broncos. So, yeah, I'm going to have to reload on that. Plenty of stuff to bet on. I love betting on college. It's one of my favorite things in this lifetime. I don't care which game it is. Chances are there'll be money on it. They've also got great live casinos there. You're playing against real dealers. So if you're playing roulette, real dealer, blackjack, like Bob and Delco's show there, the Friday Night Blackjack show on this channel as well. Going against live dealers, same with poker, which is fun. No other online gaming does that for you there, except for mybookie.com. Again, make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit up to $1,000. You want to go to any of these games, go to drinkingbrostickets.com. A lot of you guys have been buying tickets there, and great deals on college games. Now, obviously, a Texas versus Georgia is going to be super fucking expensive, but the rest of these are really affordable. You can pop out and take the kids, have a couple beers, and enjoy your life. Weather's nice in most of the country, just not here. And highly recommend it if you're looking to get out of the house. It's fun. Also got everything else on there, concerts, soccer, you name it, fucking Wimbledon. All the things that one could have on a ticket site are on this, and it's about $10 cheaper than StubHub. Last but not least, HardAFSeltzer.com. Speaking of Illinois, we're in the stadiums for the next 3 years, all of them, football, basketball, baseball, gymnastics, anything they serve booze in, we're in for the next 3 years. You can also buy those 16-ounce cans all through central Illinois. Peoria and Champaign in particular have been rocking the fuck out of these, and it's like $10 for a six-pack of 16-ounce, 8% fucking hard seltzer. Up in Michigan, stores have been selling out there. They're expanding very, very quickly. Right now, you can go down to campus, go down to the Brown Jug and the Blue Leprechaun and get the unique flavor for there. It's maize and blueberries for the University of Michigan. It is delightful. And then head over to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Enter your city or zip. Take it to the closest location nearest you. In Texas, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Eastern Seaboard of North Carolina, Ohio, Michigan, Illinois. And then next month, we will be in Idaho, Oregon, and Montana. Looking forward to that. We also still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Got a brand new shipping company over there. Thanks to everybody investing over at wefunder.com/hardafseltzer. $2 a can. So you get 24 cans for $48 plus shipping over there. Support us and support the show by buying a case of Hard AF Seltzer somewhere today in the world. We appreciate it. All right, week 4. Here we go. Here's our beloved Illini to lead us off. Friday night game at Nebraska. Look, we haven't been to Nebraska because they haven't been very good for a very long time. Keep playing well. Raiola could be the dude moving forward if he stops acting like Patrick Mahomes in real life. It's very creepy. The pregame warm-up's the same. Haircut's the same. Number's the same. Bandana's the same. You got to move on from that there. But it does go off, apparently, down in Lincoln. Get above 22 in the nation, and then we'll pop out there for a game, okay? That's the promise to you there. This is Nebraska -8.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
I mean, I think they're on a roll. I think they're on a roll. They look good. They look well coached. Illinois's got a little bit of skill position talent too, but I think Nebraska is a better team, and they're also at home. So,
yep,
8.5 might be a little high to be honest, but I think Nebraska's. I think they're. This is a prove it game for them. Illinois is one of those danglers. I think they're going to be out of the top 25 soon, probably.
Yeah, and for me, like, it's going back to what you said about a prove it game. You're in prime time for the first time in a very, very long time. I know they played Ohio State on a primetime game a few years ago, and it was 56-0 at halftime. Not great, and it was at Nebraska. Now you're at home again. Stadium should be rocking. I think they cover this 8.5-point spread, and I'm going to take Nebraska in this one. Next up, speaking of Ohio State, that is the next up game. I wasn't looking ahead or anything. Marshall at Ohio State. Spread is -40.5. Look, only homers are going to take this, this many points in something like this. I will, and I'll put in some teasers and some other fun stuff for me. But in real life, I wouldn't recommend dropping 40 points on a team, you know, ever. Like, it's just not wise. Shit, I didn't win on Georgia at 22 last week. I get fucking crushed by that. I'm sure you don't bet this in real life, right?
Nope.
No. Next up, we got NC State at Clemson. This is a big boy spread, and I don't really understand why. Yeah, sure, Clemson's still technically in the top 25 here at 1-1. Don't really understand why. But this is a 20-point spread against NC State. What do you do there?
I'm not going to bet it, but I think Clemson will probably do it, to be honest. NC State is fucking terrible. They're really bad. Tennessee put 51 on them a couple weeks ago. And Clemson offensively looked really good last week. Ran the ball well, threw the ball well, caught the ball well. So I think NC State is probably a little bit better than App State, but they beat them by 46.
Mm-hmm.
20 is probably not that much in this scenario, to be honest.
Give me the points. I'll take the points in this one for NC State. They started the season ranked, and offense for Clemson, I'm looking at the over-under here. It's 46.5. That's not a big over-under for a 20-point spread. Yeah. So, yeah, give me the points in this one and NC State there. We'll see what happens. Next up is Arkansas State at Iowa State. Surprise, there's a spread on this, but there is. This is Iowa State -22.
No.
No, me neither.
I mean, Iowa State will win this game and probably won't even score 30 points. So, no, man.
Yeah. Is Arkansas State even a fucking
Fun Belt, baby?
Sun Belt.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just gave Michigan a game. They're not that good this year, per se, although they did beat Tulsa, but they are a fairly upper mid-level.
Competent.
Yeah, competent Sun Belt program. Team. Yeah.
They're scheduling a lot of hard out-of-conference games there.
You have to. You got to make
taking
noise,
that
man.
Money, dog.
Well, also, you taking money, which is huge for them, but also,
you play the big boys.
You play the big boys. You get on TV. You get better recruits in the mid-level.
That too. But then you're also playing once you play lesser competition.
Yeah.
It's like we already played fucking Michigan.
Totally. You already played Michigan. Yeah. You've played Iowa State. I don't touch this game, though, in real life. Michigan didn't cover 22 last week. I don't know if Iowa State will. We'll find out. Next up is Kent State at Penn State. Really surprised that there's a fucking spread on this.
Yeah.
49. Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solution, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Man, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever to see if it'll grow back. That's why you need Hims. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, or serum treatment options that you can find works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few of the questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personal hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Nope.
Yeah. I think they have to. You don't watch Tennessee the week before drop 76-0 and then not cover a 49-point spread against Kent State. If you're Kent State, though, do you look at it like, well, fuck, man, you know, we got within 76 of Tennessee. What do you do here?
I'm not betting that. That's crazy. I'm not either. 49 fucking points.
I'm not either, but you should cover it. You should want to cover this, I should say. All right, finally, we got a decent game here. Middle of the afternoon here. 3:30 game on CBS. USC at Michigan. Shit, go and buy fucking Hard AF Seltzer up there. This is USC -5.5. Who you got?
Michigan home dog. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take that too with Alex Orji coming in there. He's going to be fired up for it. I thought this kid had a lot of talent last year. Mm-hmm. He showed flashes here and there. So now he's going to be starting. I'm sure he'll be fired up. The fan base wanted him to start. I can tell you that. Man, they said that ad nauseum at all the tailgate parties we were at. So. Yeah, give me Michigan as a home dog here, and we'll see what happens. USC have a week off last week. They have a bye?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they've had 2 weeks to prepare. They're just preparing for a new quarterback now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, give me Michigan there, and I'm amped to watch this game. Surprised that it's on CBS. Typically, Big Ten doesn't have a CBS deal. It's ABC usually. So.
CBS is Big Ten now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, they lost the SEC. They're Big Ten now.
No shit. So mm-hmm. Where did the SEC go?
ESPN.
Ah,
gotcha. ESPN/ABC. So,
gotcha. Yeah. It's tough to keep track of them. I'm surprised we're not watching this game on Tubi, for Christ's sakes. Next up, we got UCLA at LSU. This is LSU -24 points. My God, man.
Fuck off.
LSU has not looked great this year. That's a big boy spread for this. Yeah. Is UCLA dog shit?
Yeah,
pretty bad.
They are, but fuck that.
I mean, Indiana just beat the fuck out of them in
by 60, right?
LA, nah, by 30.
Okay, well, it's a 24 point spread, and LSU beat Nichols by 22 points. Nichols with, I believe, two L's. So I'm gonna skip it.
So Nichols, like the change, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's spelled differently, but that's the way you say it.
No, yeah. Just in case anybody at home got confused. You know, whenever we say any word with that starts with N, I just want to. Really clarify what we're stating there. But yeah, I don't touch this game in real life. LSU could have easily lost last week. Shit. Going back to that first game.
The over is not bad. LSU's offense is good. And at UCLA is all, I mean, like again, like I said, Indiana just hung 42.
UCLA cannot score.
55.5.
Yeah, LSU's defense is ass. LSU's defense sucks. So if you can bank on LSU hanging.
I just 42? Don't think UCLA is going to score.
I mean, I don't either. This could be a 45-7 game, maybe. Like, yeah, I'm not touching either of it, to be honest with you. Next up, we got Miami of Ohio at Notre Dame. This is Notre Dame -28 at home.
Nope.
They just dropped 66 last week, D'Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they sure did. Who is this Gabbert kid at quarterback for Miami of Ohio? Any relation?
Yep.
Brett Gabbert?
Yep. That's his youngest brother.
Is it really?
Yep.
Look at that, dude. So that alone.
Well, he's 24 years old. I'm not kidding.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
I mean, I was.
Take your time.
I was in school at the same time as his brother.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Blaine was a freshman when I was a senior.
Take your time there, dude. No reason to leave college ever if you can stay and do it. Miami of Ohio, too, has a 9-1 ratio for girls to guys up there. Beautiful school, by the way. No lie. It's a fucking awesome school in real life. And man, you could be the ugliest dude in the world and score there. I mean, it's nuts up there. Absolutely fucking nuts. But as far as Notre Dame goes, I don't trust this team at all.
Notre Dame sucks out loud.
Yep.
In fucking Technicolor.
And it's like we said with their coach, dude. Like, you can't be that jacked and be a great football coach.
Yeah, he's a loser.
Sorry.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah. I gave him, what, one more year, two more years?
Damn, that's your guy, too.
I know. Out of Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Freeman. I mean, and Freeman just fucks.
Not all people weren't meant to coach. You know, the one who is out of Ohio State, it's, fuck.
He's a great fit for Notre Dame, though. He has, like, 12 kids.
He does. JT Barrett was the one that was, I think he'll be a good coach one day. For real. I know he interned with Urban and all that other shit, and he's on the coaching path now. I believe he's a coach for the Detroit Lions right now as well. That's the guy out of Ohio State, a former player that should be a really good coach. By the way, Vrabel's still out there.
He is. Yeah, he's the assistant quarterback's coach.
Isn't that fucking nuts, dude? Mm-hmm. The Mike Vrabel's still available, and nobody's beefed him down, dude? That's nuts. Next up, we got Georgia Tech at Louisville. This is Louisville minus 10.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
Man. You know, I'm going to take Georgia Tech with the points.
I am too. I'm taking Georgia Tech with the points here. Look, man, this is a feisty little team. Barely lost. Their only loss was 31-28 to Syracuse. At Syracuse, and obviously everybody fears Kyle McCord up there.
I think this is the third biggest game of the weekend.
Probably.
I think this is a big prove-it moment for Louisville to see if they are a real ACC contender. I don't necessarily even think they need to cover. I just need to see them play really well.
I don't think they win this game. I mean, I'll take the points because they're there, but I don't even think they win this game.
It is certainly not the third biggest game.
Of the weekend?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot.
There's not a whole lot, man.
The only other one you could even say over it is Illinois, Nebraska, but I think Illinois actually sucks.
Tennessee, Oklahoma, Utah, Oklahoma State.
Utah, Oklahoma State's a big one.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think.
It depends on who's playing for Utah.
I don't think Tennessee, Oklahoma is a big one. I think Tennessee's going to blow Oklahoma out.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll get there. But yeah, I'm going with Tech. Give me Tech plus the 10.5 here. I like it. And that'll be in all the teaser cards and everything else as well, because I can jack that up too. But yeah, give me the 10.5. I might even throw just one little tiny hundo on a money line on Georgia Tech on this, because I think they'll win this game. Next up is Buffalo. Yo, Buffalo Bulls up there. Go Bulls against the Northern Illinois. Look at that, dude.
Get this shit off of my screen.
Look at that, dude. They're ranked. Northern Illinois is now ranked. It's not, Bob. They beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame.
That's the voters trying to make Notre Dame feel better about themselves.
Sure.
That's all it is. It's trying to save some dignity for Notre Dame. Oh, they're still ranked because really they lost to a ranked team. Fuck that shit.
No, they are. They're there and they're here to stay. It's minus 14 there against Buffalo. Are you touching it?
No.
Yeah.
No, I just don't care about this. Fraudulent nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a show for that, and it's not here.
It's the outside the top 25.
This does not belong here. I want it out.
I'm all in on Northern Illinois. I'll buy this down 0.5 point. I want to believe in something this weekend, and it's going to be Northern Illinois for me at minus 13.5, okay? I'm with you guys. Is this the Salukis? Somebody said I had it wrong last week.
It's the Huskies. It's not the Salukis. It's the Huskies.
Wait a minute.
Who UNLV? Are the Salukis?
Who fucking cares?
UNLV's not ranked.
UNLV's not ranked, and Northern Illinois is. Because, again, they're just like, oh, you beat Notre Dame. Fuck, Notre Dame sucks.
No. Give me Northern Illinois against UNLV all day long, dude. This is the team that we're rooting for.
UNLV would run Northern Illinois by 17.
I don't think they would.
There are so many unranked teams that would beat the absolute fuck out of Northern Illinois. Boise.
Guys. Oh, yeah. Name 10.
Name 10 right
all
right,
here we go. Let's Memphis. Go AP Boise. Syracuse. No. UNLV. No. Boston College. Washington State.
None of those
Arizona.
Teams are ranked, guys. What are you talking about?
Guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's true.
They're not ranked, okay? Northern Illinois is the future.
All that
I'm
matters.
I'm sorry you can't see it.
All that matters is what the AP says.
It sure does, dude.
You stupid bitch.
In the coaches' poll. And it says that they're in the top 25 right now. Okay, gentlemen? They're going to win this game. They're going to beat this spread. And what's the rest of that Notre Dame quote? We're going to do the rest of the thing and the thing and the thing.
I think you say pia at the end.
Pia!
Yeah.
Next up, we got Utah, number 12 against Oklahoma State, number 14. This is Utah minus 2, which seems strange, unless Cam Risen is playing. Is he playing? Bob, can we get a confirmation on that there?
I feel like Whittingham's always close to the vest. He never tells anything.
Yeah, but whenever he doesn't tell anything, that means the fucking kid never goddamn plays.
He never does
play. And he's
play.
Not a kid. So he's a grown man.
Just assume he's playing. Not playing.
Okay. Utah receiver Dorian Singer says he's playing. So, yeah.
Dorian's lying to us.
Well, if he is, then fucking Utah by 100.
Yeah. If he's playing, that's another story. But, yeah, if he plays, I'll bet this game at Utah minus 2. I don't really believe in Oklahoma State.
Utah minus 2 either way. It doesn't matter who their quarterback is. They're going to whip fucking Oklahoma State.
Now, I will say this. Ticket prices at Boone Pickens Stadium are high on DrinkerBrosTickets.com. Last row is going for $90 for this game. So they're all fired up down
there. We keep running into this year after year where Utah has some stand-in quarterback and they still win and still cover.
Yeah, it's weird. I like that Barnes kid last year. Yeah. I think he was good.
The guy that they've been running out has been doing perfectly fine. I think Utah is a much better team, especially on the offensive and defensive line. They're going to crush these guys.
We'll find out. Is Gordon playing?
Yeah, but Oklahoma State's been a mess, dude. I love Utah.
Yeah, so do I. I'm taking Utah on this one.
Two of the oldest quarterbacks in the country between Cam Risen and then Alan Bowman's also been there for like 9 years.
Yep. They're both mid to late 20s, and again, God love them, dude. Don't ever leave college. The real world sucks. Don't do it, dude. Don't do it. Next up, Vandy at Mizzou. Mizzou minus 20.5 against a rebuilt Vanderbilt team here. Looking sexy this year. Who you got there?
The team that didn't lose to Georgia State last week. That's who I have.
Can I remind you? Can I remind you they beat Alcorn State 55-0.
Yeah, that's cute.
Virginia Tech 34-27.
The Vatek win was a good win.
Yeah, it was fine. I don't think Virginia Tech's very good.
Here's the problem with Vanderbilt: is they suck, right? No, they give up a ton of rushing yards, and against Missouri's style of play, the way they play defense and then the way they're going to run the ball, Noel might have fucking 200 yards in this game rushing, to be honest.
He might.
So 20.5, I'll take that all day.
Okay. Yeah.
Bob, are you taking that one?
Yeah, I think so. We probably should have covered against BC last week, but we shot ourselves in the foot. But the penalties we had are like super correctable, right? It wasn't a bunch of holdings and shit like that. It was like 40 yards of unsportsmanlike conduct, and there was one other real dumb one. And then one of the touchdowns that BC scored last week was their quarterback dropped the ball on the snap, and the defense crashed in. Like, he didn't do it on purpose. Like, they thought it was a fumble. He just recovered really well and slung it down the field on a broken play. If they clean that stuff up, like, we should roll. We haven't played a perfect game yet. This feels like a good spot to do that. So I kind of think this is the day we actually do what we're supposed to do. I don't think we're going to like destroy them, but maybe by 24, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I got Mizzou in this one. Truthfully, it's the 20.5, to be honest with you. I think it's a 3-score game. And for that reason, cool. That'll be enough to fucking get my wallet into this one. Next up, we got Miami at South Florida. This is Miami minus 16.5. Who you got?
Yeah, I'll take South Florida plus 16.5, but I think Miami's going to win by 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
Just 16.5 is a lot. South Florida's pretty good.
Yeah, it's, look, they just played Alabama pretty well here. Yeah. And 16.5
is
a lot
and
of
the,
points.
And the good news is, like, if I lose this bet and they don't cover it, it means Miami's pretty good because South Florida's got a good team. So
this is their first competent team they're playing.
Miami?
Yeah.
And I still think they win, but 16.5 is a lot of points. Yeah. I know why they put it at 16.5.
Well, when
it's
you play,
not 17.
When you play a real team for the first time, the first quarter, you never score any points. You're trying to figure out how your offense actually works and not how it works against scrubs. And Cristobal knows that they're going to slow roll it or anything. Cam Ward is dynamic as shit. I just think they're probably going to be off schedule early and it's going to be a closer game than the spread looks.
Yep. I'm going to take South Florida with the points as well here. Next up, this is probably the biggest game of the week here. Tennessee at Oklahoma. I know you think Tennessee is going to roll them. It's Tennessee -7, which pretty big boy spread there at home for Oklahoma. You know, who you got?
I mean, Oklahoma is not, I don't think they're very good.
Find out. Who has Tennessee played this year? Anybody yet?
No.
Chattanooga, NC State, and Kent State. So this will be their first test. Has Oklahoma played anybody yet this year?
No.
No, and they Oklahoma can't score. I don't necessarily I still won't be sold necessarily on Tennessee after this game, but Oklahoma can't score.
Oklahoma might punch him in the mouth and yeah. Then, like, Tennessee squeaks this out.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think
Oklahoma can run the ball a little bit, but in the air it's gonna be a problem. If Tennessee gets up early, that like Oklahoma's cooked.
Here's another thing to consider too. Revenge spot for Josh Heupel.
Yep.
He was OU's quarterback when I think they won the Natty. He was their last or second to last OC under Stoops. He was fired. They blamed Stoops' kind of couple down years on him. He's finally back. He is when he can run up the score, he does run up the score.
Yep.
When he can rub salt in the wound, he does. He's a petty little fuck. I think Tennessee covers.
I do too. You know my rule on this show. I always buy down by a half a point if it's 7, 10, or 3. So I'll give me this at 6.5. And I'm taking Tennessee, and I'm watching the fuck out of this game. Like, I'm in. I'm into this. Next up, we got Bowling Green at Texas A&M. A&M sneaking in there to the top 25. This is A&M -23 here. Yeah, they should cover this against Bowling Green, for Christ's sakes.
Well, you say that, but Penn State had a fucking hell of a time with these guys a couple weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, right?
34-27 in that game, yeah.
I mean, that game, Bowling Green was leading for most of that game. It was like 20,
I lost a lot of money in that
game. It was
game.
23-20, I think.
Yeah.
Until the last, if I remember correctly, until the final quarter of that game.
And it was at Penn State.
Yeah, and Penn State's better than A&M for yes. sure. Not that there's no transitive property in sports. It doesn't work that way. but A&M, I don't think is very good. They do the same shit that Penn State tries to run the ball.
Yeah.
And maybe Bowling Green just happens to have a good run defense. I don't know, but I'm not giving them 23 points. It's way too much.
Yeah. Now that you said it, dude, I forgot about that Penn State game. No.
And Bowling Green's coming off a bye week, too, I think.
They've had a lot of time to train over there.
Yeah, they've been doing Rocky montages and punching beef.
This is the number one, this is the top NIL school in the nation here, Texas A&M, and they're at 25.
They have been for 3 years.
In the nation there. Next up is Georgia Southern at Ole Miss. This is Ole Miss -36. All Lane does is cover, man, every single fucking time. So, yeah, wouldn't surprise me if he does it again here.
I'm taking Ole Miss -36, and I'm also taking the over of 66.5.
Because they might achieve it on their own?
I think Georgia Southern will score like 10 points, and Ole Miss will score 60.
It could be a fucking 68-0 game. That wouldn't surprise me either.
Yeah, I think Georgia Southern's not the worst team in the world. They'll score at least once.
They party down there at least. I can confirm that, but that's about it with that school.
I don't like how Apple Notes changes Ole Miss to Old Miss. It's a completely different thing. Yeah.
I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all, actually, dude. Tell Tim Cook and who was the other one before him? Who's the dead guy?
Jobs?
Yeah, that fucking loser. They did nothing for this world. Those fucking idiots, dude.
Well, Jobs actually didn't do anything. All he did was take somebody else's good idea, have a bunch of slaves in China, children, by the way,
sure,
make us all this stuff, and then he fucked off with cancer.
Yeah,
so I'm kind of a dick, to be honest.
Real dick move out of there. Next up is Louisiana Monroe? Yeah, that's who this is. Shit, okay. What's their fucking mascot down there?
The Monroes.
Is it really?
No.
It'd be great if it was. Maryland's?
The Warhawks.
Ah! Warhawks. This is Bob's most complete team in the nation here. -44.5 for Texas.
I know you take a little offense to that because you're an Ohio State fan, but I like I think all things being equal, Texas has the better quarterback and everything else is about more or less the same up and down the roster.
Quick reminder there for Ohio State, 17 out of 22 starters are projected to go in the NFL draft this year.
You guys
just
haven't
this
played
year.
Anyone yet?
This year. No, yeah. We haven't, but we're two games into the season for Ohio State, so what do you want? I mean, who's Texas played?
Michigan.
Yeah. How's Michigan doing this year?
I don't know. You got to beat them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than anyone Ohio State's played, and they're both really fucking good. It doesn't matter. Like, and Texas easily... Texas's backup quarterback is better than your starting quarterback. That's how much better Texas's quarterbacks are than Ohio State's.
You got Julian Sain on there. You got Aaron Nolan now. I mean, it's a big boy roster coming down the pike.
No one's saying it's not!
It's a big boy roster there.
Here's a little interesting tidbit for this Texas game, though.
Yeah.
Quarterback for UL Monroe.
Yeah.
He went viral a couple years ago. General Booty.
Oh, fuck. That's the Booty family. That's Josh Booty. They had three boys.
John David.
Yes. They all became quarterbacks. And General Booty, I believe, is the last one. Greatest name in college football there, but it's 44.5 at home. Has Monroe played anyone that we could even know?
They beat UAB by like 30.
Yeah.
And UAB just gave Arkansas a game.
I believe in Arch Manning. I believe they cover. I love that kid. I think he's a fucking superstar, dude. I want to watch him the rest of the year. I think they cover, and I think they put this at 44.5.
I'm taking
for the reason this is 45.
I'm taking the over in this game because I think that Arch is going to stay in and run up the score.
Oh, 52.5? Yeah. I like that. Actually, yeah. That's a good one too, dude. I like that over. I think Arch hammers it. It's a night game. People are going to be fired up to fucking see. What are the tickets?
I mean, I expect Texas to score 50 points in this game.
The last row in this fucking state. This is how many people love Arch Manning and want to go see him play. The last row. And this fucking stadium is going for $63. We've bought Texas tickets for years. Never. Unless it's a huge game, like in Alabama or something like that.
Yeah, because there's 100,000 seats in that fucking place.
Well, it's
85 or something.
Somewhere in there. But Monroe, just to get in the stadium, is $63. Holy shit. That's shocking. Arch is bringing them out, dude. Yes, give me Texas. I'm all in on Texas. With Arch Manning there. Last but not least here, again, not a big slate this week. Not a great slate across the board. Kansas State at BYU. This is Kansas State -7. Why?
BYU's not bad.
Kansas State's 13?
Yeah, BYU's not bad.
Undefeated.
Well, that
doesn't matter. But they played Southern Illinois, SMU, who sucks, and then Wyoming.
Well, SMU is actually good.
SMU is not bad.
SMU is not good.
And they won a road game at Wyoming. I'm just saying, if you want to have some fun, this is a night game all the way in spooky-ass Provo.
That's really the factor right there.
Young quarterback, Avery Johnson.
BYU might pull this out.
No. Give me Avery Johnson. I liked watching that kid last week. He was fun. I'll knock it down a half a point to 6.5. And this will be the desperation game of the night before UIE, obviously. But, give me Kansas State. I liked watching that kid play, that Avery Johnson kid. He was good. Who you got in this one?
K-State -7. I'm not even going to fuck with it. I think they win by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
They're going to, like, BYU is going to be a good against a school that plays normal. But against what Kansas State is developing, an elite offense over there. They got a really good offensive line, and their quarterback does both things, runs and throws relatively well. Unless they have a hiccup game, which is possible because he's young. But I expect them to win by 2 touchdowns in this game.
I like Kansas State in this one. Give me Kansas State. And then looking ahead at week 5, let's see if this gets any better. Because the last 2 weeks, we haven't really had too many fucking bangers here. Looking ahead to next week. Texas, no. Ohio State, no. Oregon, no. Shit. Next week is looking kind of bleak. Let's see. Louisville at Notre Dame grows. Oh, there we go. Georgia, Alabama next week. Thank God. Thank God. I'll plan my entire Saturday around that game. Georgia at Alabama. That's the fucking night game, dude. In Tuscaloosa next week. My bookie's got a spread on it.
Where do you think College Game Day is going?
Fucking Alabama, bro. Like, yeah. This is the easiest call of all time. They're not going to that South Alabama LSU game, I can tell you that, next week. But this is They got a spread on it and tickets for this fucking game on drinkingbrostickets.com. 300 for the last row in the stadium for this. Shit. Bama's a big stadium too, mm-hmm. man. That is fucking massive.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's a big boy number. This is UGA minus 2.5 at Bama. Since this slate sucks, what do you do there? Just looking at the preview here. If you were to pre-bet this, Georgia at Alabama, we'll go around the horn.
I think Alabama is going to win that game.
I do too.
So I'm taking the Alabama.
I actually do too.
It's was it Georgia minus 2?
No, it's yeah, yes, it is. It's yeah, Georgia minus 2.5.
I'll take Alabama money line on that.
Yeah. Who do you guys got in that one?
It's tough, but I'm going to go with Kirby. I'll go with Georgia to win.
Okay.
So Kirby's won kryptonite his entire time coaching at Georgia, really. It has been Nick Saban.
Nick Saban.
Saban's gone.
Yeah, I kind of like Georgia here. I mean, Alabama hasn't been terribly tested yet, I believe.
Georgia just doesn't really have too many weapons is the issue. It's kind of weird.
It is, man.
Georgia doesn't have weapons, but they're just like a machine.
They are.
They just roll over you.
They'll be fine.
I don't think so. I'm going to take Alabama in that game for real at home, and that's going to be fucking rad, dude. So I'm looking forward to it, but yeah, shit.
Speaking of Alabama, Tua's on the IR now.
He should be on the life IR. Let's take him out of life here. I mean, dude, retire.
It's a minimum 4-game absence, they said. It should, like, he definitely shouldn't be playing football anymore.
Well, look, that'll give him 4 weeks to decide the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And if he's smart, he takes that fucking money, saves that franchise, and then lets them draft a quarterback next year. Although, who do you draft?
He should negotiate a buyout. I don't know who you draft. There's ways to get around that for one season. I mean, they built a lot of offensive weapons around there, so if you can't get a quarterback in immediately, you got to blow that up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the unfortunate nature of the NFL financing at this point.
I bet there will be another Alabama quarterback available.
is Milrow going to the pro next year?
I'm talking about Bryce Young.
Mm, oh, God. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, he's going to be available to somebody.
You know, there's been a lot of people chatting about Bryce Young. Is it the team, too? Like, he doesn't have anyone and hasn't had anybody on that team.
They got some weapons. It's the
Adam Thielen is their one receiver, and I love Adam Thielen. I used to draft him all the time in fantasy, but he's like 90 now.
Franchise is just, it's awful.
It is.
Ever since what's his name bought him, the batshit insane owner.
Yeah, and he went against the coach, and yeah.
Well, he's trying to fight fans. He's all going to bars. Yeah,
all of it. But yeah, man, just take the fucking money and retire for Christ's sakes. It's brutal. Because if you see one more of those fucking knockouts live on TV, man, people are going to flip the fuck out about the NFL. Goodell's got to step in and tell this guy to retire, for Christ's sakes. Appreciate you tuning in. Kids, we'll be live with Drinking Bros here in about 10 minutes on Patreon. Hop on over there. Some fun stuff going on in Lebanon today, which we'll chat about. For the sports show, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away at that point and bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Week 4 College Prediction Football Show. Good night, everyone.
Here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.